Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my radio people. Good evening to my radio audience this evening. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. We are here again live today to speak to you parents concerning our young people all over the earth. Today will be a very, very great broadcast today. We will be going deep into some very, very issues today that need to be spoken about our young people, our youth. I am your host, Elisha Ba. I'm the host of Talk for Kids Radio Channel. I'm the advocate for young people all over the earth. Guest call-in number for any parent, any pastor, any bishop, any elder, anybody that would like to call in today to speak concerning our topic today. Our kids' homes are jailhouses and graveyards. Very broad topic today. Very broad topic. Very broad. But me, as the advocate of young people all over the earth, I feel that this is a very, very well-needed topic to discuss on Talk for Kids Radio Channel today. Let me repeat the title of this broadcast again. Hopefully I get some audience today, some parents to call in, some people, some leaders, somebody to call in and voice their opinion about this great topic that we have today concerning our young people. Could you give me, excuse me, people, could I get the thing for the AC, please? Guest call-in number, 515-605-9790. Anybody can call in to discuss what need to be discussed today concerning our youth all over the earth. Our kids, I'm not talking about no other kids but your very own kids' parents, daddies, mamas. Our kids' homes are jailhouses. Jailhouses and graveyards. Can y'all people hear me today? I hope you can hear me loud and clear today, parents. While you sitting back there thinking about all the things you got to do and how you got to do and when you got to do it, our kids' homes are jailhouses and graveyards. I'm talking about children from 5 years old up to 24 years old and older. At least 24 years old, from 5 to 24. Our kids' homes are jail houses. The jails are overran with our young people today. There's so many people in jail today. There's so many young people in jail today, incarcerated behind the bars and detention centers, juvenile centers, foster home centers, all kind of centers, all kind of jails. Their homes are not with you. Their homes are not with you. And I can hear you parents talking right now. I done did all I can do. No, you did not do all you can do. You didn't do enough for little JoJo and Sally and Kiwita and all of them. You did not do enough for them. And that's the problem, parent. That's the problem. You didn't do enough as a parent. Daddy, you didn't do enough as a daddy. Mama, you didn't do enough as a mama. And that's why your child, our young people, are locked up behind these jail houses, prisons. prison system. A very awful, awful, awful place for anybody to be and to live. So very awful. I mean, the jail system today, people, it's crazy. I know all about it because my son was in and out of prison since he was 17 years old. I know all about the jail system and the jailhouse. No, I didn't do enough for my child either. So I'm pointing the finger at my own self as well as I'm pointing it at you, parents, pastors and bishops, all of y'all. Claim y'all love the community. You love your neighborhood. You there to help the people. You there to help the children. Well, if you was there to help the children and the people, Bishop, why is the jails running over with young and old people? Since you say you there to help them, and you there for the neighborhood, and you there for the black folks, and you there. Just come on to church, girl. Jesus going to help you, mama. Come on to church. Bring them kids to church. Jesus going to turn them around. Well, I don't see Jesus turning nobody around. And it's time to talk serious now. I'm here to talk serious. I ain't here to hide and talk soft to you. I'm here to talk serious, to speak up for these young people because they can't speak for themselves. They've been silenced. They've been silenced by the parents. They've been silenced by the government. They've been silenced by everybody. They can't talk. So, no, you ain't did nothing, preacher, up in the black neighborhood. But take that collection plate around and get that money for poor black mamas that ain't got no food in their refrigerator. And ain't got no daddy living at the home with them and the children. That's all you done did. Rob the people blind. The poor people ain't got nothing. Giving you their last $5 and they ain't got a pack of bread in their refrigerator to eat. This is the kind of stuff going on in the black neighborhoods. So, yeah, I would love for a pastor to call in. I would love for a bishop. Anybody can call in today. Any daddy, mama, whoever y'all is out there in the audience, listen to me. Listen to me. Let me make it plain and clear to y'all tonight. Talk for Kids Radio Channel is all about young people. It's all about helping our young people to see what they need to see, to give them direction, to get them understanding. But guess what? I can't get to the young people. I have to go after the parents to get to them. Our kids, our kids, our kids' homes are jailhouses and graveyards. You got so many kids that's dying today. Murder, suicide, all kind of ways. Children are just dropping like flies. Let me go into my broadcast now. Let me go into my broadcast. Let me go into my broadcast. Our kids' homes are jailhouses and graveyards. What are you parents doing? That's the title. What are you parents doing? Now we got all these kids from 5, 24 years old losing their lives in all kinds of means and ways. And the jailhouse is overpacked. You know what? I read a news article today. They say, you know what? There's so many people in jail, young and old. They're building new jails and new hospitals. New jails and new hospitals. They cannot keep up with the sickness, the disease. They can't keep up with it. They got to build more jails. What do that tell you, Pastor?
What do that tell you, elder and evangelist? What do that tell you, bishop, that you're not doing your job as a leader? That's what it tells you. But no, you don't care. No, you don't care. Long as you can get what you want out of the people, that's all you care about. Give me one moment, please. Give me one moment. Give me one moment, please. I have an article that I would like to read right now to help you parents and you leaders to understand exactly what's going on when it comes to our young people. It's called America's Health Ranking. About, this is an article for child mortality in the U.S. the year 2022, this year. About child mortality. Then I'm going to pull up one about jail, too. Child mortality in the United States. Let's deal with the graveyards first, because they're full of black, young, old children. Full. And all y'all parents can do, oh, let's just go get a vigil together, and we'll just burn a little candle, and we'll just walk around the neighborhood, and we'll just remember little Juju and Nunu, we'll just remember them with a candle. Oh, they went to heaven. Oh, yeah, do you really think it's that simple? I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. You're going to pay, parent. You're going to pay as parents. For what you let happen, you're going to pay bishops and leaders as leaders for what you are letting happen to these young people in this world. You are responsible for the youth. You are responsible for young people. So it's not that simple as you walking around the neighborhood with a candle in your hand and setting up some monument with all kind of teddy bears and flowers and all that stuff, trying to, you know, crying and all that stuff now. Where was you at when Connie needed you before she blowed that man head off? Where was you at, Daddy? Where was you at when little Nikki got the gun out your closet and went next door and dealt with and killed her best friend? Where was you at? Exactly. That's why I worded the broadcast the way I worded it today. What are you parents doing? Get a hold to yourselves. Wake up your sleepy minds and your sleepy head and your sleepy brain and look and see and realize what's going on around our neighborhoods with our young people. You too busy to worry about a blunt. I know what y'all black folks worry about the black neighborhood. You mamas, y'all and daddies, you too busy to worry about a blunt. You too busy to worry about your nails. You too busy to worry about your hair. You too busy to worry about, you know, a job and going to school or whatever you want to do or some sex. Or going to a party in a club and clubbing it up and banging it up. Or turn it up on a Friday and a Saturday night. No, you can't turn up. It's trying to turn up and think about what your children are involved in and what they're doing. So this article that I am sharing with you about child mortality in the United States, the United States Summary 2022, National Child Mortality. U.S. value 25.9%. The healthiest states in the United States, Massachusetts, with 14.3%. The less healthy states is Alaska. Number of deaths per 100,000 children aged 1 to 19. Let me go to the article. It says, what does this matter? Premature death among youth, especially from preventable causes, is an enormous loss of potential life. Children and adolescents under the age of 18 represent 22.2% of the United States population. So the children is from the age of 18, children are apples from like 5 years old to 18, is 22% population in the United States. Accidents, unintentionally injuries, are the leading cause of death in children aged 1 to 4, 5 to 9, 10 to 14, and 20. Accidents. Yes, I have a couple Bible verses I would like to read. Accidents. It is a lot of accidents in cars. All kind of accidents causing the lives of our youth today. Unintentionally, injuries and accidents are the leading cause of death. Leaving your child in the car. But getting your child in the car and going up in the mall to buy you some new joints, a grocery store, to go up in the grocery store to buy you some food. That's an accident. Forgetting about little Suku now and leaving them in the car, hot car, 90 degrees outside. Children still in the cars while the parents not home or whatever they doing, they paying them attention, getting in the cars, getting in accidents, killing their own self. I read in the news today, or was that yesterday? Yesterday I read in the news that it was a 13-year-old little girl. Can y'all hear me? 13-year-old little girl had three of her friends in the car with her. And they stole a brand new 2023. Brand new. Stole it. The police was chasing them in the car, and a 13 years old, little girl. So it all went from little boys now to little girls. To little girls becoming hijacking, carjacking, car thefts, to little girls now. It was boys. Now little girls is getting involved in it now. That means things are getting worse. It's getting worse, people. So that means you parents, you leaders, all y'all people, you church folks not doing nothing but singing to Jesus, going up in the G-O-C-C-E-E-P, them Hebrew Israelite churches, Muslim churches, shrines and Muslims and all your churches. That's all y'all doing. You ain't got no hold and grab of your children. So it's a accident, unintentionally injury, are the leading cause of death in children. So the police was chasing this 13-year-old little girl that just stole a brand new 2023 car.
And she had three of her friends in the car. They were 14, 15, 16 years old. All of them young, the babies. She was running, driving the car so fast to get away from the police that she ran into a concrete pole and killed herself and everybody else in the car. Not only that incident, it's numerous and numerous and numerous of incidents happening like this every day. Every single day. Where was this little girl, 13-year-old girl parents at? Where's her daddy at? Somewhere up in a drug house? Somewhere up in a jail house? Mama somewhere up in a whole house? Somewhere up in a crack house? Who knows where she at? Up in the weave house, the nail house, the stripper house? Who knows where these parents are at with four young people still in a brand new car? 4 o'clock in the morning. And the little girl killed herself and her three little friends that was in the car with them. Let me keep reading my article. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Guest call in number 515-605-9790. We're here live. So it says, it says that the children aged 1 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14, in 2020, there were 21,000. Y'all hear me, parents? It was 21,430 deaths in the United States of America with little children, accidents, car crashes, gun accidents, little 10-year-old little baby, little boy going in there, looking in the drawer, getting his daddy's pistol, going downstairs and shooting his mom, his dad, his cousin, whoever he can shoot. Accidents. 21,000 children and 430 deaths in 2020 alone. What you think is happening in 2022? It done got way, way worse for my people. Way, way worse. Can y'all give me 1 minute? 1 minute. I'll be back. I'm going to meet y'all for a minute. Am I now here? Okay. Give me one moment, people. Okay, people, I'm back. So that was a news article that I was reading about young people in 2020. Over 20,000 young people from the age of 1 to 4, 10 to 14 died in car. So the statistic is way more higher for 2022, believe me, way more higher. What I would like to do right now is talk about the jail system for a minute. Our kids' homes are jails, jailhouses. Why is that? Why is that? Why do we have so many children being locked up today behind bars? What is it that we need to do? What is it that we got to do, parents, to get a hold to our children? What is it? What is it that we got to do? I mean, the statistics are so very high. It is so very high. Let me try to continue to read this article if I can. And it says, it says here, young parents, so from the children aged 1 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14, in 2020, it was 20,430 deaths among children and adolescents, age 1 through 19 in the U.S., firearm-related injuries. A lot of children and young people, young youth, teenagers, 18, 17-year-olds, they're losing their life to gun violence, firearms, accidentally picking up a gun, think they know what they're doing with the gun, playing with their friend with the gun, don't know, and end up shooting two or three of their friends by accident, and then probably putting the gun up to the, just playing around, then they killing their own self with the gun. So you got 1 through 19 of these 21,000 deaths are from firearms, okay? Mainly homicides, a lot of murders, accidentally murder your friend, I accidentally shot my mama, I accidentally shot my brother, I accidentally shot my little cousin, and these children are in prison right now for that, for accidentally killing somebody. Because you parent had the gun laying around the house or in the drawer or somewhere unsecure so the child can get a hold to it or the young person can get a hold to it or the young people is going in the neighborhood buying guns. You got kids walking around at 10 and 13 years old carrying pistols right now. Where they getting them from? They buying them off the streets in the neighborhoods. That's where they getting them from. So all of these deaths and all of this accidental deaths and homicides, all of these things are related to children, and this is why I'm here. I want to discuss this. I want to talk about what can we do as a neighborhood, as a community, as a people, what can we do as parents to try to stop some of this violence that's going on among our youth today. Guess what else it say? Mainly homicides, murders, surpass motor vehicle accidents to become the leading cause. So murders, homicides is the leading cause of accidental deaths in the United States among our young people today. Homicides, killing. The leading cause of death among children and adolescents with nearly 30% increase from 2019. So in 2019, it went all the way up to 30% in 2020. 30% of youth taking guns and getting in car accidents and all kind of things to take and end their own lives, people. And the lives of other people. Didn't I just tell you that 13-year-old little girl stole a car and killed her and her three best friends in the car? Yesterday, that happened. Listen to me. Guest call in number 515-605-9790. So it went up 30% from 2019 to 2020. And then it said drug overdose. A lot of our young people is on drugs. They on drugs, they on pills, they on weed. I know. When I was young, when I started smoking weed at 7 years old, I know what young people, where was my mama? Somewhere drinking, being an alcoholic. Somewhere being a hoe. Somewhere doing something she ain't have no business doing instead of watching her little girl, keeping up with her little daughter. I started smoking weed at 7 years old and drinking alcohol. So I know what the children and the young people are going through. Why? Because I have lived that life. I've been down that path. I've been down that road. I had a mama that didn't give a... I'm going to keep it clean because this show is for young people. I had a mama that didn't care nothing about me, where I was and what I was doing and what was happening to me in my life as a child. And the young people is going through the same exact thing that I went through. Yeah, I was raised in church, but what did church do? Absolutely nothing. I left church and got out of church and went and smoked some weed at 7 years old and drank me some wine and some liquor and whatever I wanted to do. No? So listen to me, parents. We're going to read a Bible verse right now. We're going to read a Bible verse right now. So you got drug overdose. You got poisoning. The kids smoke, the young people smoking a lot of weed, pills. Too much weed. Drug overdose. Cocaine. All kind of stuff they doing. All kind of things they doing. Why? Because they don't have nobody to show them nothing. They don't have no parents that care nothing about them. They don't have no daddies that care nothing about them. They ain't even never saw their daddy, most of them. They don't know where their daddy at, who their daddy is. The rate is going up, people. It's not going down. So you keep going to church calling on Jesus and Allah and Buddha and the Most High and all of that. That's not doing nothing to help our community. As you can see, the crime rate is climbing. The graveyards are getting more fuller. The jailhouses are getting more packed. The hospitals are overcrowded with young people. From 5 years old to 24 and up. So don't give me that Jesus stuff and Jesus and all that. Oh, yeah, my kid's going to be okay as long as I keep praying to God. No, you've been praying to God for 7 years, and little Johnny don't committed murder. You've been in church for 20 years talking about God and Jesus going to help you, and little Peggy, she done killed somebody. She in jail for car theft, carjacking, armed robbery. While you sitting up in church, little Peggy and JoJo and them running around the neighborhood taking people's stuff down now. Carjacking, stealing people's cars, breaking in their houses, killing folks, walking up to people with guns and just shooting them for no reason. This is the kind of stuff going on. Why you in there singing to Jesus? The Kiwita and Kaka now is carjacking, stealing cars, robbing, going up in banks, whatever they can do, Matt, because they are out of control, parent. They are out of control, and your Jesus is not helping them. It ain't going to help you, and it ain't going to help them, and it ain't going to help nobody. This is a generational thing. From one generation to the next are being destroyed. And look what it says. Drug overdose and poisoning deaths
increased by nearly 84% from 2019, become the third leading cause in 2020. 84%, people. So it went from 30% to 84% in 2020. It said cancer is the fourth leading cause of death among children age 0 to 14. So you got a lot of kids dying from sickness like cancer and disease. Yes, people. You ain't feeding little Billy right. You ain't getting little Peggy them the right food. You ain't doing the right things as parents to your children so they can grow up to be healthy, productive young people in this world. Cancer killing a lot of our young people today. All cancer, leukemia, lung disease, heart disease, you name it. It's taking our young people out. That's why I say the graveyards are overran with young people as I speak. It said most homicides of young children are committed by family members. So you got a lot of family members killing their own children, murdering their own kids, or the kids taking the guns and go killing their mama because they don't like their mama. Their mama did something to them, or they going to kill their daddy. Their daddy did something to them. Or they going to kill their little cousin and their sister and their brother because they did something to them, or they don't like them, or they just go off because they on drugs or whatever the case is. So I'm finished with reading that article. I'm going to read my scripture now. I'm going to go to Acts 16, verse 25. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Acts 16, 25. Let's talk about the jailhouse now, the jail system, they call it. Acts 16. Did y'all get some food, Kamina? Y'all ate Kamina? Kamina, you ate. Okay, it's okay. Okay. I'm on the radio. Wait a minute. Acts 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. So Paul and Silas, they was put in jail, just like little Billy and Joel and Kaya and Connie and Steve and Harvey and all of them are in jail right now. But Paul and Silas, I'm going to use them as an example. Paul and Silas was put in the prison. And at midnight, they begin to sing songs and praises unto the God of Israel. And the prisoners heard them singing. And suddenly, verse 26, there was a great earthquake. There was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors was opened and everyone's bands was loosed. Everyone's bands was loosed. So when they began to sing praises to the God of Israel, suddenly there was a great earthquake. What are your young people doing in the jail system? calling on Jesus, calling on Buddha, calling on Allah, calling on all them gods that you parents taught them to call on, the gods that cannot help them, the gods that ain't real, the gods that actually, if the God was real, they wouldn't have been in the predicament that they're in right now. So it was an earthquake, and the God of Israel shook the jailhouse, and all the gates of the jailhouses came open. This is how powerful the God of Israel is. This is how powerful the God of the Bible is. But you haven't taught your children the God of the Bible. You have taught your children the God of the Christian church. And that's the difference. Why they can't get no help in jail. They throwing the keys away with our young people now. They throwing the keys away with our young people. The jail is like a revolving door, man. I know when my son was growing up, he was in and out, in and out. And that's how all the young people is, in and out, in and out, in and out. They go through 5 years. They get out. 1 year later, they're back in there. In and out, man. What is going on in this world with our young people? And now in jail, you got to pay to be in jail. So they don't only, when they go get out of jail, they not rehabilitated. Jail don't rehabilitate you. Jail just make you worse. Jail just make you want to go out and kill some more people because you didn't even want to be in jail in the first place, and you don't even know how you got there. You did something stupid without thinking. The young people do something stupid without thinking because they don't have no daddies in the house to teach them nothing. The mamas can't teach them nothing. Can't no mama teach no child nothing. You take the daddy in the household to lead, to guide, to show the young child what she or her got to do in life. The mama try her best, some of them, but most of the mamas don't even care nothing about their children. Most of them, I say 80%, 80, might be 90%. So this is the difference, people. This is the difference. Our children are dying. They are dying of stupidity deaths. Stupidity. Stupidity. Now, what made that 13-year-old girl get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, her and her three friends, to go try to steal a car? What made her do it? Because she wanted to get her some brand new Jordans. That's what made her do it. Or she wanted to get her new Xbox 360 or PlayStation 5. That's what made her do it. Or she wanted to go to the mall and get her some True Religion and a Louis Vuitton bag, or get some weave in her hair. That's what made her do it. You have corrupted your children with the way you have taught them parents. You have corrupted the child. You have taught the child how to be nothing but a jail convict and live in a graveyard at 10, 11, and 12, and 15, and 16 years old. The graveyard is carrying our children right now today. Graveyard. Dead. And y'all want to keep acting like everything is okay. Oh, we just going to keep going to church. And oh, yeah, we just going to keep on working. And oh, yeah, we just going to keep on doing what we're doing. Oh, yeah, we're not going to even make no show about children. Oh, we're not going to even talk about children. Oh, yeah, we're not going to do nothing to even address the situation that's going on about children. We don't care. We don't care. Let them die. You weak leaders, you weak, stupid, childish leaders, get up off the God of Israel. I'm telling you, the leaders, the God of Israel going to deal with y'all. Y'all got a lot of blood on y'all hand. Y'all have a lots and lots of blood on your hand. These young people are in graveyards. You got a lot of blood on your hand. And little Nene went to your church ever since she was 5 years old up until she was 15. Now she in prison for murder. You got a lot of blood on your hand, Pastor. Little Becky went to your church since she was 2 years old. She was born in a church. Now she's 15. And guess what? She killed somebody. All these children, all these young people that are in the graveyards and that's in the jailhouses have been church children. They was raised up in churches, most of them. Most of them was raised up in churches. And you still want to keep crying to your Jesus and believing in Jesus? You know what? Look, Becky dead. You better get a hold to Tom. You better get a hold to JoJo. You better get a hold to Steve, because guess what? They're the next ones on the list. Hold on, people. Give me a minute, people. I have some visitors. Friday. No calm, nothing, nada. Okay, people, give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. I have some people just came in the door. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to have to mute you. 1 minute. Okay, people, what I'm going to do, I'm going to end this broadcast, and I'm going to come back because I have some people here I need to talk to. I'll come back in a minute. I'll come right back on. I'm going to put it as part one.